This is 98.3 The Coast and the best mix in the morning show with your Coast Social Network on the air. Brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every Monday morning, we speak with our friends from Cornerstone Alliance. As usual, Jessica Boyd joins us. But this morning, we also have Kathy Tilley and Paul Broman, who will talk about Going Pro. So, Jessica, what is Going Pro all about?
Good morning. I'm excited to have Kathy and Paul join me this morning to share more information, as you said, about the Going Pro Talent Fund. This is a huge resource for Southwest Michigan businesses, benefiting employers and employees alike. So Kathy, could you go in and explain an overview of the program?
Certainly. Good morning, everybody. I'm with Cornerstone Alliance, and we partner with Paul Broman at Michigan Works Connexus/Connexus to make sure that we get the word out to all of our local businesses and make sure they're taking advantage of this grant money, and that all the companies can upskill their current workers within their company. So I'll pass it on to Paul, who can explain the program a little bit more in depth.
Yeah, thanks for having me on this morning, ladies. And Zach, thank you so much. This is a great PR for the Going Pro Talent Fund. Today's a big day because today is opening day for Going Pro. It's when the first day applications can be submitted. And the Going Pro Talent Fund is a flexible, competitive grant that the Michigan Works team helps companies submit to the state. And ultimately what it does is it allows companies to upskill their current employees and help reimburse some of the funding that it takes to hire new employees. So if you're a company that in 2022 is looking to create a training budget, is looking to hire any number of employees, this grant can be beneficial for you because you can get back up to $1,500 per current employee, per new employee. And if you're a company that has apprenticeships, looking to get into apprenticeships, start new apprenticeships, you can get up to $3,000 back for any new apprentice. And so what's kind of nice about this grant is it's very flexible. Any company, you know, whether you're manufacturing, whether you're healthcare, customer service, any size company is eligible. You know, really the only companies that aren't eligible are the public municipalities. And other than that, we can help you find that training funding. If you're a company that's never, you know, had a training budget in the past, this is a great grant to look at to say, hey, let's upskill our current employees because we want to hold on to them. And why is that important? Because investing in your team through training helps improve the quality, helps improve your culture. And in this day and age, when it's really hard to find new employees, you want to hold on to those people that you have. And you want to be attractive to those job seekers who are looking for maybe a change in scenery or maybe a new company to come and work for. And culture is a huge part of that. So creating that training culture early, this grant can be very beneficial for that.
So, Paul, how do these businesses and organizations apply for this grant?
Yeah, it's as easy as contacting myself. You can go to miworks.org for all that contact information. And so just a phone call or an email can start that conversation. And it's an easy process from the sense that myself and my other colleagues on the business team here at Michigan Works will walk with you every step of the way. We'll help you write the grant application. We'll talk to you about different training providers and really work with you every step of the way. And from a grant standpoint, there's not a lot of grants out there that are this flexible, that are this company specific. So it can be really tailored to each specific company and what they need to get out of it.
That sounds awesome. And Jessica, if there are any questions about what Cornerstone Alliance could perhaps help to do to complement what somebody does to apply for this grant at Going Pro or any other questions they have, where can they go to contact you, Kathy, and the staff at Cornerstone Alliance?
Absolutely. You can find our contact information at gomichigan.com.
All right. Fantastic. Thanks very much to Kathy and Paul, as well as Jessica, joining us this morning here on the Coast Social Network with Cornerstone Alliance. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.